chaos after the latest Taliban suicide bombing in Kabul. This one killed 3 Afghan officers and wounded 7 others. ISAF Commander General John Campbell says the toll of Afghan forces killed and wounded this year is between 7 and 9,000, slightly higher than last year. Speaking to reporters via satellite, he says recent fighting in Helmand Province has contributed to the rise.
The last couple of weeks there's been an uptick with the Taliban trying to make a statement as they close out the fighting season.
As Afghan forces shoulder more fighting responsibilities, ISAF troops will draw down from about 40,000 to less than 13,000 in Afghanistan at the end of December. Analyst Andrew Wilder says that means a new role for international forces.
It's important to emphasize that the main mission is not a combat mission. It's training, advising, and assisting mission.
But Campbell warns international forces still have a difficult road ahead.
We lost a soldier the other night. We lost 3 about 5 days ago. So this continues to be a very tough environment for our soldiers, for all of NATO.
Campbell told VOA that while international forces are no longer on patrol with Afghan brigades, they are still battling to rid the country of al-Qaeda insurgents through counterterrorism, or CT, operations. Even as more troops leave, General Campbell says he is comfortable that international forces are on the right path to helping build a more stable Afghanistan. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
Thank you.